Here is your National Weather Service 7-day forecast for Red Cloud and Fairfield, Nebraska, Lovewell State Park, Kansas, and surrounding areas. Today, windy, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 70s, northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 40 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the lower 40s. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour in the evening. Monday, windy. Partly cloudy in the morning, then becoming sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 40 miles per hour. Monday night, clear. Lows in the mid-30s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 40 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. West winds, around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with slight chance of showers. Highs around 80. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-50s. Thursday, mostly sunny with slight chance of showers. Highs in the mid-80s. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. Lows in the upper 40s. Friday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Saturday, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 60s. At 7 o'clock a.m., at Hebron Municipal Airport, it was mostly cloudy. The temperature was 55, with a dew point of 47, and the relative humidity at 72%. The wind was calm, and the pressure was 29.50 inches, and rising. At Concordia, Kansas Blosser Airport, it was mostly cloudy. The temperature was 59, with a dew point of 50, and the relative humidity at 72%. The wind was south, at 9 miles an hour, and the pressure was 29.48 inches, and rising. Elsewhere within south central and southeast Nebraska, skies ranged from mostly cloudy to cloudy. It was 60 at Beatrice, 50 at Hastings, 57 at York, and 50 at Aurora. Grand Island reported 53, Omaha reported 59, and Lincoln reported 60. Across northern Kansas, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 53 at Smith Center, 66 at Manhattan, and 66 at Salina. Elsewhere across Nebraska, it was clear, with a temperature of 45 at Valentine, and 58 at McCook. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 49 at North Platte, and 48 at Sidney. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 54 at Norfolk, and 48 at Ord. And elsewhere around the region, at Kansas City, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 59. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 55 at Des Moines, 45 at Denver, and 48 at Sioux Falls. At Dodge City, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 64. Again, at 7 o'clock a.m. within and near the listening area, it was mostly cloudy. It was 55 at Hebron, 50 at Hastings, and 59 at Concordia, Kansas. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station WNG578, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.525 MHz from a tower north of Superior, Nebraska. The station provides 24/7 weather information for 6 counties in Nebraska and 2 in Kansas. Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, Webster, Jewell, and Republic. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, Nebraska, proudly serving south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for south central Nebraska and portions of north central Kansas. For today and tonight, while air quality will be improving today, an air quality alert remains in effect for our Nebraska counties along and east of Highway 281 until noon. In addition, critical fire weather conditions are expected for areas mainly north and west of the Nebraska Tri-Cities this afternoon through early evening. Please see the latest red flag warning message for additional information. Finally, wind gusts of 45 miles per hour to possibly near 50 miles per hour will be possible behind a cold front this afternoon and evening. And now the extended outlook for the period Monday through Saturday. Widespread near critical to critical fire weather conditions are expected across much of the area Monday, and a fire weather watch is in effect for the entire forecast area Monday afternoon through early evening. Tuesday through Thursday afternoons, near critical fire weather conditions are expected for various portions of the area. The current time is 7:45 a.m. Central Daylight Time. This is a fire weather watch message for the following counties in Nebraska: Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer and Webster, and Jewell, Kansas. Fire weather watch in effect from Monday afternoon through Monday evening for wind and low relative humidity for all of south central Nebraska as well as for portions of north central Kansas. The National Weather Service in Hastings has issued a fire weather watch for wind and low relative humidity, which is in effect from Monday afternoon through Monday evening. Winds, northwest 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Relative humidity, as low as 15 to 20%. Impacts, any fire that develops will spread quickly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. A fire weather watch means that critical fire weather conditions are forecast to occur. Listen for later forecasts and possible red flag warnings. Repeating, a fire weather watch has been issued from 1 p.m. Monday until 9 p.m. Monday for the following counties in Nebraska: Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer and Webster, and Jewell, Kansas.